Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you made a way. Hallelujah. When our backs were against the wall, you made a way, Lord God. Nobody great like you. Nobody holy like you. Nobody mighty like you. You are the God that loves us. Nobody great like you. Nobody great like you. Hallelujah. You are omnipotent. You are most powerful God. You are the high and holy one. Be lifted up, our King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just praise you and honor you today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father, we need you today more than ever before. We come to worship you. We come to honor you this morning, oh God. You are holy King. You are the righteous God. You are the Lord that loves us, oh God. Oh God, we just praise you and adore you this morning. We bless you this morning. We honor you as King. You are Lord and you are God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. We come to praise and honor you today, Lord God. You are the King. You are Lord. Nobody greater than you. When our backs were against the wall, when mountains were in the way, you made a way. You made the mountains crumble and fall into the sea. What a great God you are. What a mighty God you are. Oh, yes, Lord God. You made a way where there's seemingly no way. Oh, we bless you today, Lord God. We honor you because you are Lord, you are King, and you are ruler of our nation, America. And Lord, we're thanking you for America. We just come to repent because we're your people called by your name, humbling ourselves before your mighty hand this morning, oh God. We come with grateful hearts just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your gracious mercy. Thank you for your kindness and your love. Lord, without your mercy, we can't make it. We need your favor. We need your high right hand, your holy arm, your strong and mighty arm. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you that you are the God that loves us. You are the God that created us. And you created us in your holy image. Oh God, you are mighty, omnipotent, all powerful, omnipresent, everywhere. Hallelujah. There's no place that you are not. So, Father, this morning, we ask you to break off of our lives any limitations and restrictions placed on our lives by the evil spirits, by any evil spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind and cast out all python and constrictor spirits in the name of Jesus. Bless us indeed and enlarge our coast. Let your hand be with us and keep us from evil. Cast out our enemies and enlarge our borders. Lord, you have promised to enlarge our borders, enlarge our heart so that we can run, oh God, your way, your commandments in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, our mouths is enlarged over our enemies. Enlarge our steps so we can receive your wealth and prosperity. We receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives today in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, you are the shepherd that will give us increase, increase us more and more, and our children, oh God. Let your kingdom and government increase in our lives. Let us increase the knowledge of you, oh God. Oh, Lord, bless us and increase us in the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you this morning because you are the God who enlarges our steps, enlarges our territory. We are blessed and highly favored because of you today, because of your high right hand and your strong arm, your mighty arm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. Glory to your name. 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 Omnipotent one. Glory, glory, glory and honor. Glory, glory, glory and honor. Praise, 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 praise is due unto you. Praise, 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 praise is due unto you. O magnificent one, O holy one, be high and lifted up, our King. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you this morning. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for being with us on Bible Storyland Family Day today, Lord God. You created families in your image, and we are so grateful that you, the Most High God, love us, and we could call on your name morning, noon, and night, and you never leave us. You never forsake us. You are the God that loves us with all your heart, soul, and your strength. Hallelujah. And you commanded us to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, to love each other like we love ourselves. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Bible Storyland. Today is Family Day. Oh, yes, our Father created families, and every member in our family he created in his holy image. What a great God we serve. He's mighty and he's holy. So don't forget to thank the Lord thy God, who does everything for you. He heals your body. He keeps your mind steady. You know, when the enemy comes in like a flood, he raises standard. He keeps your health. He keeps you well. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he raises the standard. When your children are out of sorts, he brings peace in the household. When all kind of disasters are taking place in the earth, he brings peace in the earth realm. He's the peacemaker. So I thank the Lord for each of you this morning. We have Karen Itell on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song of praise unto our King, the Lord of Lords, the host of hosts. He's our great and mighty King. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good.
All right. What are you going to play on Family Day today?
I ain't going to play I'm So Glad to Be Part of the Family of God.
All right. For the family of God. We're all a part of the family of God. Thank you, Karen. Beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I thank the Lord this morning that he brought us together again for such a time as this. We serve a mighty God. He's omnipotent, all-powerful, omnipresent. He's everywhere, every city, every state, and every nation. He is the ruler of our nation. He is the ruler of our nation. What it looks like, it's not. What seems like chaos and confusion, God has it under control. But he's drawing men everywhere unto him. He said at one time he winked at ignorance, but now he's calling everybody to repent and to come to him, to lay down even our secret faults, to lay down every transgression, every trespass, everything, iniquities, everything. Forget about it, repent of it, and turn to him. What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's mighty. If you don't know him, it's time to get to know our God. He is most gracious, most holy, most loving. He created people everywhere in every nation, and every language he created. And he speaks every language. He understands every language. So we have no excuse not to talk to him. No excuse not to pray to him. We have some kind of static in the background. If you could put your phone on mute for me, appreciate it. So today is family day, as I said, and we're calling on our God today like never before. Psalm 6 says, O Lord, do not rebuke us in your anger, nor chasten us in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for we are weak. O Lord, heal us, for our bones are troubled. Our soul is greatly troubled, but you, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver us and save us. All righty, hold on. I got an echo behind me, so I'm going to put everybody on mute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You are most gracious, most high God. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Return, O Lord, deliver us. O save us for your mercy's sake. For in death there's no remembrance of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? We are weary with groaning. We are weary with our groaning. All night, we make our bed to swim. We drench our couch with tears. Our eyes waste away because of grief. It grows old because of all our enemies. Depart from us, all workers of iniquity. For the Lord has heard the voice of our weeping. The Lord has heard our supplication. The Lord will receive our prayer. Let all our enemies be ashamed and greatly troubled. Let them turn back and be ashamed suddenly. Oh, I thank the Lord for his word. His word is awesome and most powerful. As I said earlier, today is family day. God created you. He created you, you, and you. He created every person. Yes, in the whole world, those in, you know, areas that we've never heard of, he created them too, every nation. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you as prophet to the nations. God is so loving, so kind, so merciful. Our loving Father chose us, handpicked us, before the foundations of the earth. And he carefully placed us in our mother's womb. He has great plans for our lives. So let's receive his plans. The devil's plans, you know, to devour, to kill, to rob, to steal, God's purpose in us. But through God, through his son Jesus, we shall, we will, we do have abundant life. So let's praise God and thank him for his abundant life that he gives us so freely. It's praise time. Let's praise God like never before. He deserves all the glory, all the honor. He deserves all the glory, all the honor belong to him. Now we have with us this morning Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Pastor Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister Chi. I am doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank the Lord. All is well.
All right. I'm headed to a prayer breakfast this morning in just a few minutes.
All right. Well, what are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing What a Mighty God We Serve. I keep hearing you spread that message, so that's what I'm going to sing.
Amen. Thank you.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. What a faithful God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a faithful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, angels do bow before our God. Heaven and earth adore him. Now, sometimes people adore him even more this season. But you know he needs adoration every day. We're in the family of God, and we serve a mighty God. He's omnipotent, most powerful. Whatever you need, he is. He is the strength of our lives. He's the lover of our soul. We can't do without him. We may try, but we can't. Even when we refuse to serve him, he still loves us. He still keeps us. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. What a mighty God we serve. Nobody great like our God. Nobody holy like our God. You know the song say, try Jesus, he's all right. Try Jesus, he's all right. So we're trying Jesus this morning. We're putting our faith, not part of it, not part of our faith, all of our faith and trust is in him, because he will do everything on our behalf. So we are grateful this morning. Well, we have Vivian George with us from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to sing a couple of songs of praise for us, and then we're going to be bringing our speakers on this morning. Good morning, Sister Vivian. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you this morning? It's so wonderful to be with you this morning.
Amen. Minister Vivian George has her own Bible blog talk radio show. She comes on Sunday nights. So I thank God. You know the number by heart, Sister Vivian?
1-714-409-0578.
All right. And yes. It's called...
God's Favorites.
God's Favorites. Amen. So you could get her on Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yes.
All right. What are you going to sing for us this morning?
I want to sing, I Will Come and Bow Down, and Lord, You Are More Precious Than Silver.
Amen. Go ahead.
I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. For in your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. And Lord, you are more precious than silver. Lord, you are more costly than compares to you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Well, we are a part of the family of God. We serve a mighty God. He's great and holy. He's awesome. He's powerful. Nothing our God can't do. What we think is impossible, he can do it all. So we come, we bow down before him. We humble ourselves before the mighty hand of all of the Almighty. He knows everything. Nothing is secret. Nothing is secret from our God. He's a magnificent guy. You know the song say, try Jesus. He's all right. Try Jesus. He's all right. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We serve a great God, the Almighty Father. You know, the high one. He's the most high God. You know, I tell you what, the Bible describes how wonderful our God is, but, you know, it doesn't contain everything about how great our God is. So we know that he's awesome and mighty and most powerful. Everything we need is in him. Everything we need is in him. He's the most high God. Whatever you need, consult the most high God. He's available to you. Well, our speakers today are dear friends of mine. I just thank God for friendship. And, you know, they're ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They moved to Jacksonville less than a year ago. And they've had a great impact on the kingdom of God. When I tell you a great impact, they go about doing what God has called them to do, preaching and teaching God's word. They are servants of the Most High God, and they're obedient servants. You know, God has some servants that's not obedient. They don't want to obey. But this man and woman of God are obedient servants. They are pastors of the Tabernacle of Truth Ministries. I introduce to you Pastor Norvell and First Lady Sigrun Brown. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear us?
Yes, you're coming in clear. Thank you.
Fantastic. Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Norvell Brown and Prophet Sigrun.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you all.
We were asked to speak on this Bible Storyland Day for Family Day here with Lady G. And Lady G and I have been friends for many years. And you know, she said we've been here for less than a year. Yes. So I'll tell you what, it's been about 3 years. Oh, no, 3 months.
3 months.
3 months, rather, that we've been here in Jacksonville. And not to belabor any, but Lady Sigrun and I knew. We knew that God had called us to ministry, and we've been ministering for many years. But the call to a pastoral position was a call that we had waited for, and when the word came 6 weeks later after we got off on vacation, we were here in Jacksonville. So I say that for a reason. It is so important that we understand the voice of God and know the timing of God, and when God speaks, we move. As we talk about the family today briefly, what is a family? Well, if you look in a dictionary, a Bible dictionary, it talks about the family being a group of persons united by the ties of marriage, of blood, or adoption, enabling interaction between members of the household in their respective social roles. God has ordained the family, folks. God has ordained the family as a foundation, the foundational institution for human society. God has taken the church, and he's taken the family, and he has got the family on earth to represent him.
Amen.
Okay, anything you want to share there? He's got the family here to represent him, and so we've got to represent him in the earth. And as a family, families are supposed to take care of each other. Certainly, you know, we're united together, but when we're united together, we're there so that we can strengthen one another. To strengthen one another means that regardless of what situations that we go through, guess what? We're still family. If things get tough on us, guess what? We're still family. And family is so very, very important. And if it was important enough to God that he will design the church after the family, and that family, we as a church is a part of his family, then guess what? Family is important. It's very, very important. And so what we've got to do today is to understand that as a family, being united in whichever way that we are, we have got to lift each other up. We've got to edify one another. And when one is down, the other one should be able to pick him or her up. We've got to be able to help each other, work together, and take care of God's plans within the earth. That's the scripture that we're going to have Seguin read right there. Lady Seguin, you want to share this word?
Sure. Let's look at Ephesians, Ephesians 5, verse 22. And we're going to start from verse 22, and I'm going to read all the way through chapter 6, because that's important, because we're talking about the family. Let's start Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, beginning. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, let the wives be their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wives, just as Christ has loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself as a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or in such thing, but that she should be holy without blemish. So husbands ought to love their wives as their own body. He who loves his wife himself, for no one else has hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this reason, a man should leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I am speaking concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. Now, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, that with promise that you may be well, that it may be well with you, and you will live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Powerful word, and there's a lot of stuff in it. But I'm just going to pick apart just a few items. When I looked at this, and Pastor Novell and I, we spoke to each other. This is the first structure, the structure of the family, and God provided us this as he showed how Christ was the head of the church. What is so powerful is that it is our responsibility as wives to submit to our husbands. Now, for some people that may be difficult, but when you love your husband and you honor and respect your husband, submission is easy. Why is that easy? Because you submitted to Christ. And if you're submitted to Christ, then you can submit to your husband who's in Christ. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Then the next part was, husband, love your wife. Love your wife just as Christ has loved the church. That is, Christ loved the church so much that he laid his life down. And husband, God is actually saying, love your wife to a point where you will lay your life down. Mm. That's the love that he's looking for in the structure of the family. Now, God knows we're not perfect, but he expects these things. He outlines this thing because he walked this earth. Jesus walked this earth and felt every pain and went through everything that we went through. But he expects us to be holy because he's coming back for his bride. Holy. Holy and acceptable. Without a blemish, without a wrinkle. That's what he's expecting. And this is powerful. He said, For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and join to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. That is so powerful. God always speaks of the power of oneness. When the two can leave their individual identities and become one, God needs that effort, because even though the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, he needs the power of their anointing being one. One mind, one accord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You have anything
Lord,
to say?
No, go
okay.
ahead. You're doing good.
Amen.
Thank you.
Nevertheless, he says, he reminds us again, husband, still love your wives. I guess he must have thought that was going to be tough, so he thought he wanted to bring that back to a memory.
Mm-hmm.
Husband, love your wives as himself, and wives, let's not forget how important it is to respect our husbands. I tell you, I know from my own personal experience, because of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit of God within my husband, Pastor Brown, I can honestly tell you that I can submit. Am I perfect? No. You'll have some wrinkles, quite a few of them. But when the Holy Spirit reminds me of how mighty God is, and I see the Spirit of God dwelling in my husband, how easy is it for me to respect him? How easy is it for me to actually submit to him?
Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But what we got to understand as well today is that the family is under siege. The family is under siege. The family is under siege because of death, divorce, domestic violence, child abandonment, teen suicide, and, of course, ungodly unions. Today, the devil wants to do everything that he can to disrupt the plan of God. And since the family represents God in the earth, this is the devil's way of destroying the will of God for our lives. So many people today are dying. So many people are being killed. Black on black crime. Police on black crime or other minority crimes. Crimes one against another. All these things are happening at an alarming rate. And the church has got to wake up. Another way that the devil tries to destroy the family is through divorce. When we divorce, there's all kinds of situations that happen with those children, but it's a breakdown of the family union. And that's why, whether we've been divorced already or not, we've got to do our absolute best to keep the family together. And if that means that we've got to repent and we've got to stay before God, we've got to do whatever it takes, we've got to work it out where somehow we can keep the family unit together, because we've got to understand that the attack is against the family. The attack is against marriages today. It's against marriage. Certainly people want to marry, but how do we marry? We'll talk about that in a second. Domestic violence. Domestic violence is killing men and women today. And you see it all over the news. But that's another way of saying the family is under attack. The family is under attack. People are leaving their kids. Something happened to their mind. They give kids away. They're murdering kids. They're doing all types of things that's causing problems. Lady G, are you there? I just want to make sure
my
phone went off.
Okay, fantastic. So we've got to understand that all of these things are happening, and people are being kidnapped. You know, kids are being kidnapped today, put into child labor and sexual labor camps. All of this is an attack on the family. All of this is an attack on the family. Teen suicides. One young lady got so bad the other day, she's been bullied so much through cyber crimes and cyber bullying that she decided that when someone put out some information against her, which was not right, slandered her name on social media, slandered her, made it look like somebody that she was definitely not. She got pushed so far that she decided to end her life. And that is happening so much. And then, of course, we have people, when it comes down to cyberbullying, that feel like they can do it because they're in a high position.
or whatever. They can put people down. They can call them names. They can put out lies and slanders, blasphemies against not only God, but against those individuals and just feel like it's all right. But because they're in positions of leadership and because they're in positions of power, they feel like they can do it. And it is not the will of God. And it's causing problems. And it's causing people to turn one against the other. And we started to look at each other in a wrong way, look at each other as our enemy rather than as another brother and sister in Christ. And it's even gotten to a point where people who say they love God, because they like another person and that person's in high esteem in their minds, they've decided, forget the word of God, I'm going to follow this man or this woman. But the Bible says, follow me as I follow Christ. If a person is not following Christ, then you shouldn't follow them. Then we've got unholy unions. Mm-hmm. And all of this we could talk about. But the Lord said in his word to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Well, if a man is in a relationship with another man, or a woman is in a relationship with another woman, you can't do the will of God. You cannot do the will of God if you go against God's plan for your life.
That's against the plan of God's structure for the family.
Amen.
And it's clearly a divisive plan of the enemy to destroy the structure, the godly structure for a family. In fact, it's to the point now where he's destroying our children, the relationship between parent and children. The parents can no longer govern over the children. The parents are almost being pushed aside to be governed by the government.
The government takes over.
The government takes over. Parents can't even spare the rod.
That's right.
They can't even use the rod so that the child's life could come up and be, they can't be respectful. They can't be ordered by, their steps can be ordered by the Lord. They cannot even control their own children. Because now it's a divisive plan of the enemy to break down the structure in which God has laid out for the family. Let me break it down. Or I'm going to tell you that all of you, everyone, anyone can adopt or raise a child, but I'm going to make it so divisive and so destructive in that it won't even look like what the Word of God says. You have single mothers raising children.
Mm-hmm.
You have same-sex marriages raising children. You have grandmothers. Yeah, yes, grandmothers.
We need them, but
that's not their responsibility to raise their grandchildren.
If the parents are still alive and well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's a drug that got the parent away from them, whether it's another relationship that got the parents away from the children, whether it's divorce that got, it is still the responsibility of the parents to raise their children.
And to be excellent examples for them.
Amen.
And so many times we're not those examples. So many times we're not those examples. We're asking our children to be something that we act like we can't be. When you look at the whole structure of everything, there's a spirit that's unleashed in the world to bring down authority, to disrespect authority. And it's happening so greatly in America. In America, this is the only place, probably one of the only places in the world, especially at this extent, that a man or a woman can talk down the top leaders of the nation. Some countries, they will take you out.
That's right.
They will incarcerate you or they will kill you because you spoke against their leader. But that's another trick of the enemy. And it didn't just go... To the political arena, but it happens in the home. We're hearing where children are physically abusing their parents
and use the profanity against their parents.
Against their parents, and yet the parents stand the tide.
That's right, because the government governs them.
Folks, we're at a position in our life where if the church doesn't do anything, then we all lose it all. The Word of God used to be taught. from generation to generation. In fact, we're taught in the book of Deuteronomy, it says that the commandments, and I'm just going to read here something, the commandments that I give to you today are should be written in your hearts. Impress them upon your children. This is paraphrased, okay? All right, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the Lord, he's one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments I give unto you today are to be written on your heart. Impress them upon your children, huh? Talk about them when you sit at home. How about that day when your parents used to talk to you about the word of God? But that's not happened today. It says, do it when you're at home and when you walk along the road. Oh, no, we're too busy today. No, a husband get one car, go to the left. Wife get another car, go to the right. Kids get in their own little cars, and they go their own way. Everybody's going their own way. Where is the teaching? Where is the sitting down together, having dinner together and speaking to one another and teaching the word of God to one another, passing it on from generation to generation? It says that the word of God should be taught when you lie down and when you get up. It says even to tie them as a symbol on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. In other words, there are symbols that represent God. But now we've got satanic symbols. The devil's got satanic symbols that represent him as God. Write them on your door frames of your houses and on your graves. So we've got some instructions that, you know, most of the instructions to the fathers are clear in Deuteronomy. It says, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord your God. Number two, keep all the statutes and commandments. We've got to keep the word of God. When God tells us to do something, we've got to do what he says do. Love the Lord God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And then you've got to educate your children with vigilance. You've got to know that my major responsibility as a man, yes, is to provide for my family. Yes, watch this, watch this. Next, it's not only to provide for, but to protect my family. Yes, yes. But watch this. This is huge. More than any of that, I've got to teach my children about God. Because if I don't teach my children about God, a generation will be lost. And once that generation is lost, generations after that will go to ruin spiritually.
And we see this happening because guess what? Instead of the family and the parents teaching the children, you know who steps in to do the teaching? It's the media.
The media.
We got all the glitz and glam that's on television. Everything you can think of. You think of it, it's already on television. We got the internet readily available, flowing with this generation, nothing but information. And most of it is not good information, folks. You got YouTube. You got Facebook. You got Instagram getting their attention. So when we sit down and say, let's talk about the Lord Jesus, they're like, what? Well, I read this on Google. See, this generation, if we don't tap into where they are today, we're going to lose them because they think they got all the answers, but they don't know who the real answer is.
Come on.
They won't sit down long enough because we ain't flashy enough. We not blinging enough because we can't attach, we can't get their attention. But you know what? As a mother and a father over here of this generation, we got to partially take blame ourselves. We got to take some blame. Because you know what? We told them they can do it and be it all. They can be the president of the United States. They can run their own company. We told them they were great. So guess what? They don't want to serve the God we have, that we serve, because he ain't got enough flash for them. But it's our responsibility as parents. It's time for us to turn around. We talk solutions.
Uh-huh.
We got to turn around. We got to turn this thing around. We got to let them see that we do serve a mighty God.
Amen.
We got to show them is more than the glitz and glamour that media is in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
That the God that we serve created it all. Yeah. He even created the bling. He put it in the minds of the person who would create the computer that would allow them to have the access. And all the philosophies they think that they have learned in school, they were all from the foundation of the earth, coming from Jesus.
Amen.
You see, we have to redirect our children and stop allowing information overload media to direct our children. It's a responsibility now for us as parents to step in and say, enough.
Amen.
We've got to make a change.
You know, I'm hoping here we're getting close to our time. What we've got to do is this. We've got to remember the Word of God. The Bible teaches us to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they grow older, they should not depart. What's going to happen here, folks? We've got to put that Word in them regardless of what's going out. Like Lester Grant says, it's all over the television set. It's all over social media. It's, their friends are now raising them. Couples that don't know anything. They don't really know. They don't have the wisdom to raise other kids. What we found out is that the greatest hero many of these people have are rock stars, music stars, you name it. They're using everything but having their parents be the hero. And the parents, we've got to make certain that we are good representations of God. We've got to make certain that we're touching our children's lives. We've got to make certain that we're preaching the Word of God or teaching them the Word of God when we sit down, when we pick up, when we lay down, when we walk down the street. This is what we've got to do. This is our number one defense, our number one weapon. Brothers and sisters, we have got to pray.
Amen.
It's all about prayer.
That's our solution.
See, prayer is the solution. Prayer is the thing that's going to turn things around. Prayer is going to stop our young men and young women from being brutalized on the street by each other and by other people of authority. Prayer is going to stop the divorce rate from going, especially in Christian homes. The divorce rate is almost as high or higher than it is in the world. Prayer is going to stop the domestic violence. Instead of coming up against each other, the husband and the wife, they get on their knees and they pray. And let me let you know, shacking up is not God's will. Come on. Shacking up is not God's will. You don't have the power of God on your side. You're shacking. But when you come together in a holy union, holy matrimony, a man with a woman, hallelujah, and then you start to pray, then you touch the heart of God. You touch the heart of God. Then we'll be able to take care of our children, and children won't be abandoned in ditches and in garbage cans and all this stuff.
And molested.
Child molestation. All this because you have love for the Word of God, so you impute that to your children on a consistent basis. Teen suicides will go down, and these ungodly unions would cease. We've got to pray. America, you've got to pray. World, you've got to pray. We've got to touch God. We've got to touch the hem of his garment. We've got to cry out to God in travail. We've got to touch him today. And if we don't pray, then we can't stay.
And we got to believe that when we pray, our prayers are answered.
Amen.
We got to walk in faith that our Father heard us.
Glory.
Pray without ceasing, but know that he's answering our prayers. Even when we don't see, just keep praying.
Keep praying.
Just keep praying.
Touch the heart of God.
No way.
Touch the mind of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch him today. And if you don't mind, I want to pray right now because we feel the Spirit of God right now. We're going to pray for a minute, and then we'll turn it back over to you, Sister G. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord God, we love you. We praise and magnify your name today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise because you alone are worthy. You are our King of kings and our Lord of lords.
Thank you, Lord.
God, we can do nothing without you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord, we ask that you look down upon our families today, God. Touch them and anoint them, Lord God. Name by name, one by one, everybody that's at the sound of my voice, God, and even those that can't hear me.
Yes,
let the spirit of prayer out right now, God.
Yes,
Lord, save our homes, Lord God. Save our children, Lord God. Change our spouses, oh God. Oh God, we need you today, Lord God. Lord, we know we can't do anything without you, Lord God. Without you, we know we would fail, but with you, God, we've got power from on high. Lord, touch our families, Lord God. Strengthen them in each and every way. Strengthen them on their jobs, in their businesses, Lord God. Our children in the schools, and Lord God, let them be the example for their peer group, Lord God. Let them be a godly example for you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
For Lord God, we know that we can't do a thing without you, Lord God. But with you, we've got power from on high. Send forth your anointing today, God. Send forth your anointing upon our children, our families, Lord God. Our homes, make it a home of peace and prayer and prosperity, Lord God.
Yes.
And with sin abound, let grace much more abound.
Yes.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch the bodies, Lord God, of everybody that's on this line right now, God, and all of our family members, oh God. Bring healing and deliverance today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us lift you up and worship you, Lord God. Let us give great testimonies of healing and deliverance, Lord God. And when you come through for us, Lord God, because we know that you can't fail. You won't fail us, Lord God. You are God. You're sovereign. You've got all power in your hands. You can do anything but fail. We thank you today, Lord.
Thank you.
We're considering it done today, Lord God. We're saying today, Lord God, that the prayer that's gone forth, the word that's gone forth, that will have an effect in society, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
And things will turn around.
Hallelujah.
Things will turn around.
Turn
They're
around.
Turning around right now. Right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They're turning around right now. We are finding rebuke in every spirit of homosexuality, every spirit of lesbianism, every spirit of suicide, of death, of divorce. All ungodly, we're cursing it right now to the root in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we give you all praise. We give you all the honor. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Back to you,
Amen. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Ministers Browns. Oh, my God, what an awesome message. What is the family? You covered every aspect of the family. I thank God for you hit on some scriptures that I'm going to be talking about. Ephesians 5, Ephesians 6, and, you know, about submission to your husbands, wives, and loving your husbands, loving your wives, the power of oneness. Oh, my God. I'm glad it's recorded. I'm going to go back and listen to it. I thank God. And, you know, it's what I'm always teaching on Bible Storyland about Deuteronomy 6. To love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and strength, and to teach it to our children. You know, it does seem like we've missed a generation of children because a lot of them, we don't even take them to church anymore. They don't know God. And many of them have been killed. I believe some of them could have been saved if they'd known how to call on God. If they say, Lord, this is happening to me. Lord, set me free. But many of them don't know God. They know Internet, Facebook, Twitter. They know all of those things, but they don't know God. And, you know, God said we're not to have any other gods before him. So sometimes, you know, our children are worshiping the media, the things that they're taught. We say, here, baby, here your tablet. Here, baby, here your cell phone. Here your Internet. We give them all these things, but then when they get caught up in it, it's like a net holding them. We can't get them out. So I thank the Lord for the word of God from the ministers, Norvell and Segrun Brown. Thank you all so much. As we continue on Bible Storyland, the other message for today is similar to their message. The title is, Honey, I Got Your Back. Honey, I Got Your Back. How many husbands pray diligently for their wives? How many wives pray diligently for their husbands? There is a book written by Stormy O'Martin, and she wrote a book called The Power of a Praying Wife. Her husband wrote a book called The Power of a Praying Husband. When we do not cover our mates in prayer, we leave them open targets for the enemy to come against their minds, their bodies, and their souls. The devil is lurking. Whatever way the devil can come against the husband, come against the wife, even the children. He's trying it. He divide them like the ministers Brown were saying. You know, when do we sit down and have family time, meals together? This one going to that plate, this one going here, that one going there. So we said, well, we don't have time to eat together as a family no more. Make time. It's most important. So, you know, what we got to do, like they said, you know, we got to pray. Prayer is the answer. When we don't cover our mates, the enemy comes in. He who finds a wife finds a good thing, obtains favor of the Lord. What does a good thing look like in the spirit? We are not or should not be concerned about what a person looks like in the natural, except being clean, neat, and well-kept. 1 Peter 3 says, husbands, love your wives, dwell with them, dwell with your wives with understanding. giving honor to your wife as the weaker vessel and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Part of dwelling with your wives is the recognition that they need your covering. They need your protection. Wives need your love. And because you are heirs together as husband and wife of God's grace, you need to honor your wife's thoughts and actions. When you don't, your prayers are hindered. God knew that Adam needed to help me for him to be complete. So when your prayers are hindered, they're prevented from reaching God, held back, stopped from reaching the throne room of God. Let's look at dwelling with your wives, to live or to stay with your wives. When you dwell with someone, you need to know the person that you dwell with. Many people don't know each other. As they begin to grow, they grow apart, not together. Many of them say, well, I got to go to this meeting tonight, and they're going to separate places. But when do they have time together? You must have time together to grow. And as you grow, get to know the growth in your partner. When you dwell with your wife, you need to take time to understand your wife. You need to spend time. How can you understand somebody that they're going to this meeting 8 o'clock, you're going to that meeting 8:05? You need to spend time, observe each other, things, you know, about each other. How do you think, you know, you can understand a person that you're not around, that you don't see? Men think one way and women think another way. Very often, when a wife tells her husband something, it means he will probably have to ask her, honey, what do you mean? Or what did you mean when you said, this is what I heard you say, but what does it mean? Many men are taught to, many men are not taught to submit to their wives. Ephesians 5:21 says, submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. When you marry God and your mate. Hopefully, you will want to please God so you can dwell with your wife in peace and understanding. What does submission entail? Submission. You know, it entails, you know, giving yourself to the other person, spending time with them, you know, honoring them as your mate. Wives, you know, husbands, do not abdicate authority, you know, over your wives. They should lay aside selfishness, authoritarian dominance. Instead, they should follow Ephesians 5:25-29. Husbands, love your wives. Wives, be in submission to your husbands. What does the Bible say are the duties of, you know, the wives? The Bible talks about it. Wives' duties to their husbands. Be a helper, Genesis 2:18. Helper, you know, a suitable. You know, some wives, they bicker with their husband. Their husband say, go left. They say, no, we going right. Their husband tell us this. They buck at it and fuss at him and take the children and say, your daddy did this. And, you know, many wives, they're just not submissive. And it's causing problems in the household. You can't go against. How can two walk together unless they agree? You may not necessarily agree with everything your husband say, but that's when you got to submit. You may not want to. So, you know, that's why you got to think hard before you get married, so you don't submit to somebody who's foolish, who's going to make foolishness in your household. Submit to somebody, you know, you got to marry somebody whom you can submit to. So respect. Respect your husband. Ephesians 5:33. Wives must reverence their husbands. Reverence. Notice him. Regard him. Honor him. Prefer him. Esteem him. Love your husbands. Titus 2:4. Love, unconditional love. Accept them as they are. And submit to your husband's leadership. And I thank God for the ministers that spoke. They covered the children as well. You know, I tell you what, we're allowing our children, like they said, the government is trying to take over the household. But, you know, I remember Daniel. They made a decree during the time when Daniel and his friends were. They said, look here, you cannot pray. You got to pray to the king only. Daniel, he wasn't scared. He opened the windows and prayed three times a day to his king. He knew what they were going to do, but he didn't care. He knew God would protect him or take him. So we got to do it. When the government say you cannot spank your children, what you going to do? Who you going to obey? Man's law or God's law? I've heard of many people going to jail because they follow God's law. Be it so. We got to follow God's law. Now, you know, people of the world, they're under different, you know, law. But we, the children of the Most High God, we have to follow God's law. I don't care if they say you can't, you got to spare the rod. No, God said do not spare it. He says if you beat them with the rod, it will not kill them. So we got to obey God. We got, you know what? We're not teaching our children to obey. We're teaching our dogs and our puppies. We're training them, but we're not training our children. When they 1 and 2 year old, if you say sit here and don't move, you got to mean it. If they get up, sit them back down. You always have to beat them. If they get up, sit them back down. Say, I told you to sit here and don't move. And if you say it with a tone of authority, they're going to sit there. You don't have to hit them. You can use your authority in Christ. You can teach them how to obey. Teach them how to listen. They're unruly even in the schoolhouse because they're unruly at your house. We got to teach them. I'm not necessarily talking to you, but we got to spread this same word that we're spreading on Bible Storyland. So it's continually time to move on. We have Jackie Travis on with us this morning. She's from Jacksonville, Florida. She's the cousin of Pastor Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Jackie. How are you? Jackie, you there? Oh, hold on. Wait. Maybe I didn't unmute you. Hold on. All right. It's coming. I unmuted you now, Jackie. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, Sister G. This is Jack. I'm up in Champaign, Illinois with Aunt Ruth, Bobo's auntie, in Champaign, Illinois.
Amen. Y'all going to sing this morning?
Huh?
Y'all going to sing today? It's Family Day.
Family Day. Hey, group going to help me sing this morning.
All right.
There's Bobo here, and he can help us too.
All right. Good morning, Bobo. How are you? Man of God.
I'm being blessed. Being blessed by the best, honey.
Amen, amen. I thank God that you all are on. My condolences to you, Brother Travis, in the loss of your, I think it was your aunt, I saw it on Facebook.
No, it was my sister.
The sister.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm glad. I appreciate you being concerned.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
So, anyway, appreciate you. Is my cousin on today?
Let me see if she was here. She had to go to a prayer breakfast. I believe she hung up.
Okay, that's fine. All right, we got Aunt Ruth here. We saw Aunt Lou and Aunt Elizabeth yesterday in Cincinnati, and we came on. My daughter drove us home to Champaign. We're going to have a birthday party. His cousin's turning 60 years old today. We're able to
happy
celebrate
birthday.
These birthdays. Getting together without being somebody passing away is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're going to say this little light of mine.
Amen.
I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All in you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. When you call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah. Call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Yes, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Yes, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. Yeah, call him up. Call him up. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want.
Amen. That's the first time
I heard him. Amen. He got a powerful voice.
You like his powerful voice. Go,
yeah,
boy.
I love that.
Okay.
I'm gonna meet him in person one day. We both live in Jacksonville, y'all.
Yeah, you can meet him one day.
All righty. Well, thank God for Aunt Ruth, Brother Bobo, and Jackie Travis, the Travis family.
Yeah.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you this morning. We have Ms. Goodell on with us.
I want you to pray for us that we have a safe retirement because it might is trying to snow up here.
Yes, Lord.
And so we won't get snow either. Yes, we ran into snow.
Oh, the
last
snow
night.
Is coming. Okay, okay, okay. I'm going to pray for you. Hold on. I'm going to pray for you right now. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We adore you. We bless you, Lord. We honor you today. You are King. You are Lord. You are Father. And, Lord, you heard your servant, Brother Travis. He's with his wife, and they've been traveling. And the weather is about to change. But, Lord, you are in control of the weather. We ask you, Lord, for whatever weather you decide to have, Lord God, that you keep them safe as they travel on the expressway. Whatever option, whatever way they're traveling, you go before them, Father. Go with them, Lord God. And, Lord, he's going through a little knee problem. I ask you to heal his knees and that lower back and that hip pain that he is constantly in. I ask you to heal those areas of his body, Lord. You know he is, Lord God, a barber, and he stands and cut hair. And, Lord, he needs strength in his body. So I thank you, Lord God, even the sitting down as he drives. Remove the pain. You are a great God. You are the pain killer, not the Tylenol, not the whatever medication they give us to keep us all drugged up. But you are the healer, Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. We call on you today, Lord God, to guide them. Oh, God, keep them alert. Drive the car, Lord God, as they steer the wheel all the way back to Jacksonville, Florida. Wherever they go, go before them. Go with them, oh, God. Bless their children, Lord. You know they have two wonderful daughters, oh, God. Draw the family closer to you than ever before. We rebuke the enemy that tries to come against their marriage in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I thank you, Lord God. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Lord, heal the family in the loss of his sister, Lord. Lord, you know she was a loved woman, so I thank you, Lord God, for healing the entire family because, Lord, every person in the family has a role to play. Excuse me. So, Father, we just bless and honor you right now in Jesus' name. Ministers Brown, would you also say a prayer for them, for the Travis family?
Amen, amen. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you look down upon the Travis family today, God. Lord, you know all of their needs, God. You know the things that they have need of. We ask that you will meet the need, Lord God, seen and unseen, Lord God. Lord, sometimes things come into our life, we don't understand what's going on, Lord God. Some things are at work in our lives, God, that we have no idea of, God. But, Lord, you know the secret places, Lord God. You know the secret things, God. So touch them, anoint them, anoint their family, Lord God. Touch their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Touch everything that pertains to them, Lord God. And bless the work of their hands, the fruit of their labor, Lord God. Let your perfect will be done in their lives, God, and cover them with your blood today in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. And, God, we will forever give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you all so much.
Amen. Amen. I love you guys. You're going to have a safe trip back. Thank the Lord for you.
For the junior here, too. Say a prayer for Junior later when you pray for my senior citizens.
Can you hear me? All right, she may have clicked over. All right, we'll continue. You know, it's salvation time. I know you hear the news. You hear all of these things that are going on, planes dropping out the sky, hurricanes, tornadoes, cars wrecking, trucks wrecking, train rail derail. You hear all these things. It's praying time. We got to pray like never before. We cannot not pray. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We also have Bishop on here this morning. Bishop Brian. Brian, good morning, Bishop. How are you? Good morning. Bishop, are you there? All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning, Bishop?
I'm okay. I'm just sick in my head, and thinking about what the young man and his wife were talking about this morning. I bless them. They understand the breakdown of the family. So I praise God for y'all. But I thank God that there's an answer for the breakdown.
Amen.
Amen. And I want you to keep praying for me, Sister G. I'm praying for you. Hope we get to see each other soon.
Yes, sir. I know your anniversary's coming up soon, huh?
It was last Saturday.
Oh, congratulations, Bishop. I'm sorry I couldn't come. But I thank God for you.
Yes, thank God for you too. 39 years in ministry.
My God. 39 years. You don't seem much over 39.
Thank you, man. But I am, but I still hold you down. And I want to be I want to be what the young man talked about. I want to be an asset to the ministry and not a liability.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So you keep praying for us here, down here in Central Florida. And we should keep lifting you up.
Amen. Well, we're going to get the Brown family, one of them, to pray for you, his wife or him. Could you pray for Bishop David Bryan for me, one of you?
Yeah, my wife is going to the orthodontist with my son, so I'll pray. Bishop Bryan? So,
yeah, David Bryan, that was him. Mm-hmm.
Man. Bishop, God bless you. God bless you. Lord, we ask that you look today on Bishop Bryan today, God. Oh, God, strengthen him in each and every way, God. Strengthen his mind. Strengthen his body, Lord God. Lord, handle his finances, God, in each and every way, Lord God. Lord, he's labored for you, Lord God, and he loves you, Lord Jesus. We ask that you will cover him with your blood today, Lord. Don't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come into his life, Lord God. Touch his family, Lord God. Touch his friends. Touch all those that are connected to him right now in the name of Jesus. And bring blessings, Lord God. Bring healings. Bring deliverance. Bring strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. So much. Well, it's salvation time. Anybody on here who's not saved, press 1. And we have ministers on here. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. God has a plan, you know. He doesn't want anybody lost. He wants everybody to be saved, set free, healed, and delivered. Anybody not saved, press 1. All right, looks as if everyone is saved on Bible Storyland. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Most High God. We are so grateful that the Most High God loves all of us, but he does want us saved. And he don't want us, once we're saved, to slide backwards, to get mud, stains on our garments. He wants us to stay holy and righteous. So we are moving forward, and God, is prayer time on Bible Storyland. We're going to be praying. I'm going to ask Minister Vivian also to pray. Minister Vivian, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins' family? And she is also the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. And if you could pray for her family as well. And we'll go from there.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, God, I know you know where they are. You know what they would be at this time and why, God. So, Lord, I bring them before you, Lord God, and lifting them up before you, God, because, God, we know you cares and you want us to care, God. And God, keep them and the family, God, while they are away, God. And, Father God, as we know, the weather is getting bad right now with all the snow and everything coming down, but I know they are used to the snow from Kentucky, God. But, God, we want you to guide them along the way, God, and be with them, oh, God, in this time of bereavement as well, Lord God. We bring them before you, and also in the time of rejoicing, over in the time of birthday time. It's a great time, oh, God. You said rejoice, oh, God, oh, God. And we just thank you, Lord God, as they celebrate the going away and also the birthday. It's a time of rejoicing in both of them because you say rejoice when one goes, God. So, God, let their hearts, oh, God, be lifted up. Oh, God, oh, let their hearts, oh, God, flutter with joy because the joy of the Lord is their strength. Oh, God, thank you. And saying we give thanks to you, Lord God, for them, God, because they are part of us, God. Oh, yes, Lord God, we are all part of the family of God. And, God, we're so grateful to know, God, that we can bring them before you and lift them up. Keep them, oh, God. And they're going in and they're coming out. They're uprising and they're sitting down all along the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, we have Minister Lawson on with us, Prophetess Lawson. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for, are you there, Prophetess Lawson?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Could you pray for Jackie Travis and her family? She asked us to pray for her senior citizens, her Aunt Ruth, and her cousin, I think it's her cousin, Junior. And also, her husband, they're in Illinois, and they're traveling. So if you could pray for their safe travel as well. You know, her family, her patients, senior citizens, Aunt Ruth Jr., and safe travel.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for faithfulness. God, I lift up Jackie Travis to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for using her as a minister, as she ministered to senior citizens. God, we thank you, Lord God, for long life for the senior citizens. We thank you, Lord God, for health and healing, oh God. We thank you for restoration for the senior citizens, oh God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you renew their minds and renew their youth like an eagle, God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, as Jackie Travis and her husband travel, oh God, in the snow driven, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're the pilot. Oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that Lord God, that we put you first. And Lord God, you said if we do something for your glory, oh God, that you Lord God, that you will get the honor. So God, I pray that you allow them safe travel. For they can glorify you, oh God, when they get to their destination, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing her Aunt Ruth, oh God, and let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God, and Junior, oh God. Father, Lord God, I do not know what's concerning Junior, but you know, Lord God, everything about him, even the numbers of hairs on his head, oh God. You know, Lord God, what he's standing in need of, God. And I come in agreement with Jackie Travis for her Aunt Ruth and her and Junior and her husband, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, for keeping them, oh God. I thank you for letting no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling. God, I thank you, Lord God, for covering them in the blood, Father, every person, oh God. Even, Lord God, as you care for the seniors, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for guaranteeing them long life. Lord God, you said when the death age will come and he'll see the blood, he will cross over. God, God, I thank you, Lord God, that Jackie Travis, the seniors, Aunt Ruth, Junior, and the husband is covered in the blood, oh God. And Lord God, and no harm will come nigh their dwelling. I thank you, Lord God, that they will go to their proper destination and return back home safely. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Glory. Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Pastor Brown, could you pray for the sick and shut-in, those people who are, you know, maybe in their home, in a nursing home, a hospital, the sick and shut-in?
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, you've got all power in your hands, oh, Lord. Lord, we know you can do anything but fail, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, everything belongs to you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you look down upon the sick and the shut-in right now, God. Those that are in the nursing homes, those that are in their own homes, God. Members of our church, Lord God. People that we're coming into contact with and their family members. All those that are afflicted in their bodies right now, God. We speak a word of healing and deliverance in their body right now in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Even those that are on the phone with us right now, God. We speak it right now, God. We send a ministering angel to the bedside of everybody, Lord God, that are sick in their bodies, Lord God, sick in their minds, God, sick in any way, Lord God, in their finances, in their relationships, in their emotional situation. We send a ministering angel right now that will heal and deliver them right now in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Cover them with your blood today, Lord God, and let your perfect will be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. I'm going to call on Minister Vivian. Could you pray for restoration for the family? Family restoration for the fathers, the mothers, the children, extended families.
Father God, as you have so graciously laid out to us a pattern, oh God, the pattern has been laid out, the roadway, the map, for us to live by, for families to know the truth, God. And we pray, God, for, oh, Father God, the leader who you ordained as head of the home will understand his role, the walk according to what you have put his hands to, God, to have a precious wife, oh, God, and to love her and to provide for her, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you ordained man, and you took that rib and made a woman. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that she too, God, will find her rightful place in you and walk according to the roadmap, God, and be obedient, oh God, and to, oh Father God, obey her husband. God, I thank you, God, that you just didn't leave it there, God, but God, you ordained the family children, oh God, Lord God, and God, you said they should be like olive shoots around the table. I thank you for plenty, God. Oh, Father, I thank you that every home, oh God, as they obey your word, God, that it'll be plenty, oh God. They will never have any lack, God. Their storehouse will always be full, God. The children will have joy, God, as they see the joy in the parent, God, obeying your will. And God, so God, oh yes, Lord God, we so graciously lift up the family, God. Oh God, in every aspect of our lives, because we know, God, the family is being downgraded in other ways other than what you have ordained it. But God, we want you. We want you in every aspect that man and woman will see the real role of what you have done, God, and what you created, God. And we want to walk in it according to your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I hope to speak with each of you next week. It will be Joyful Praise Day. We're going to have a closing prayer, and I'm going to ask Prophetess Lawson, will you pray a closing prayer for us and have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year? And after the prayer, and Karen Itell is going to play a closing song for us. I love each of you. You already know God loves you so much, and he's waiting to hear from you. So don't forget to spend time in the secret place with the Father. He loves your voice. He knows your voice. He gave it to you. So call on him like never before. Amen. Prophetess Boston.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Lord God, for everything that has been said and done. I thank you, Lord God, for the word that came forth. I thank you, Lord God, that it was food for the hearers, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the music that played, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, that you bless all the musicians, oh God, and let their music be a sweet smelling savor in your ear, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, for every participant, oh God, on this radio show, oh God. God, bless their going and bless their coming out, God. Oh, God, let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh, God. Father, Lord God, anything they stand in need of, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for you being Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, for covering each one in the blood. We thank you, Lord God, that you continue to use them, oh, God. Father, we just give you all the glory and honor, oh, God, for everything said and done. And, Lord God, we lift up the visionary, oh, God. The person that you laid this vision on the heart. God, we lift up Sister G, oh God. We come against everything that come against her. Lord God, we come in agreement, oh God, for everything, Lord God, that she endures. We thank you for strengthening her, Lord, now. God, heal her body, oh God, or remove any sign of pain, oh God, or any restriction, oh God. Father, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for restoring her youth like an eagle. I thank you, Lord God, for the things that you do that nobody else sees, but God, it's for your glory. Father, let your glory fall upon all those that are on the phone. Oh God, let us bathe in your glory. As Moses, Lord God, sat in your presence, oh God, let us sit in your presence, oh God, and become renewed and gain more wisdom and knowledge. Father, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, and I speak to the next year. Lord God, for everyone underneath the sound of my voice, oh God, that you bless them to see another year. We thank you, Lord God, on the Hebrew calendar, oh God, the new year has came in. But Lord God, underneath the Gregorian calendar, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the remaining of days. And we give you all the honor and we give you all the glory for what you're about to do in the next year. And let it be more glorious than you will ever seen before. We thank you that, Lord God, that our former Lord God, we thank you that although we have seen the former days, oh God, but let our latter days be even more spectacular. And that as we do that which is according to your will. And God, we give you all the honor and all the glory. We thank you for the healing that went forth through this radio show. We thank you, Lord God, for the deliverance. We thank you that the souls will be saved. We thank you, Lord God, for the children to get blessed through this ministry. And, Father, we just thank you for all these things said and done. In your son Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you.